You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I be so moisturized, like, you know, you can see all that moisture. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, cause I'ma do me. Never would've made it. And you over there, in there. I had too much pre-workout or something. The computer is this way. Oh, this close, okay. Oh, we gotta start recording.
3, 2, and 1.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, and I'm getting straight to it. Yes, I'm your favorite business coach and all the things. I help entrepreneurs start, grow, and scale their businesses. But today, I want to be very intentional about our time here. We are talking about time management. We are talking about the lies you keep telling yourself about why you don't have time to get done what you know you need to be getting done. Listen, this year you said you were doing something different. This year you said you were showing up differently. I saw in the comments, Zell, on the last episode, somebody said, typically I don't like being screamed at. Typically I don't like being called out. But Donnie, you're speaking to me today, and I'm probably speaking to you again today too. I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta do it, because the thing that's standing between you, where you are right now and where you're trying to go, is what you're choosing to do with your time. You mean to tell me, Donnie, if all I do is do things differently with my time, then I just might be able to create the success of my wildest dreams, the success of my wildest imagination? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Time is the one resource that you can't get back, but it is also the one resource that you can control, meaning we know that we get 24 hours in a day. We get to wake up every single day and choose what we're going to do with that time. It's not that you don't have the time. It's that you're not doing the right things with the time that you have. So let's talk about managing it a little bit, all right? I remember a time when a season, really, where I was getting things done in my business, and I was successful per the definition of what success looked like. But I knew deep down inside that I should be getting so much more done in a day, in a week, in a month. I knew that by the end of the year, during that season, that I could have done so much better. Let me tell you something. It is a really strange feeling to have people celebrate you for the things that you've accomplished when you look at that accomplishment and you're like, but I could have done so much more. You ever had that feeling? It's like people are saying, man, you did that. Like, maybe, Zell, you edited a video that you rushed through, and then the client gets it and they're like, man, this is outstanding. But then you're thinking, if I had taken more time and didn't rush through it, if I had taken an extra day, if I had started the days prior instead of waiting until the day before, it could have been even better. It would have been mind-blowing. And it's time for us to start showing up so that we can claim our mind-blowing results, okay? So let me tell you why time management matters. Number one, if you manage your time well, it will reduce overwhelm and burnout, period. You don't have to work 12, 14, 16, 18 hours in a day in order to create success as an entrepreneur. You don't have to. Sure, there may be a season where you're in creativity mode, or you're in relaunch mode, or you have a major project going on, and sometimes these hours are required of you. But you can be strategic with your time and get done in 4 hours, 6 hours, what it takes the average person with poor time management to do in those 12, 14, 18, 16, whatever hours, right? Secondly, it's going to allow you to focus on high value tasks. When you start paying attention to what you're doing with every hour of your day, if you actually take it a step further and start documenting what you're doing with every hour of your day, and then creating a habit that you will look at that documentation at the end of every day. Like, just imagine you wake up 7 o'clock in the morning and you decide what you've done with that hour, you document that. And then at 8 a.m., you document what you did in that hour, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11, 12, 1, all the way up until maybe 9 p.m. It's going on bedtime and you start looking at that. And you're looking at that list and you're seeing like, man, I spent that 9 o'clock hour scrolling social media. I spent that 8 o'clock hour trying to figure out what I would wear for the day. I spent that 11 o'clock hour on the phone because I was commuting somewhere. You will start to look at your time differently. You will start to calculate the cost of mismanaging your time. If you pay attention, and I encourage you to do this, in fact, start documenting what you've done in an hour every single day. Maybe even create an alarm on your phone. So every single hour, that's your reminder to document what you did. And then you'll either be really proud of yourself or really disappointed at yourself at the end of the night. You'll be able to start identifying the gaps where you are directly wasting your time or directly giving things your energy that don't deserve your energy, because not everything is a waste of your time, but not everything that you're doing is a good use of your time either, right? So we want to be able to determine what we should be doing. Number three, time management matters because it also creates space intentionally for creativity and innovation. So for those of you who are like, I don't have time to really get this idea out of my head. I wish I could be innovative in this space. I could revamp some of the things that I have going on, but where do I find the time? By managing it, by paying attention to what you're doing with that time right now, and then deciding that between this hour and this hour, this is my time to do X, Y, and Z.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you manage your time effectively, you're not just more productive and more successful, but you're more present in every area of your life. When you are managing your time intentionally, you will start to show up differently. You'll start to say, hey, we're not going on a dinner date today, and I'm on my phone while we're on this dinner date. You'll realize, like, this is the hour and a half that I have with my wife this week on date night. Let me be intentional with this time and make something of it. Create a memory of it. Make it special. Make a moment out of it. You will start valuing your time differently. And I know it sounds like I'm talking to you directly. I know. I get it. Listen, let me just reveal this to you. I'm low-key talking to myself in this episode, too. Because there are things that I can be doing better with my time every single day. In fact, though, I'm going to start documenting at least for the next 7 days. I am going to document how I spend every hour of my day. I'm going to document that. And then I'm going to look and I'm going to determine if why the results that I have right now are based on the way that I am spending my time. I already know, though, for sure that it will. See, as a CEO, it's not my job. It's not your job to do everything. It's your job to focus on the tasks that actually drive the growth in your business, and then you delegate everything else. Too many of us are absorbed with a bunch of busy work. Too many of us are doing the tasks that cost way too much of our time. And you're justifying it by saying, I can't afford to pay anybody to do X, Y, and Z, when the truth is you can't be the person doing that X, Y, and Z. And maybe you should consider hiring some VAs or consider hiring some contractors or maybe even consider that assistant or that person who can come and help you. Because here's the thing, we have to get out of exchanging time for money. That mindset is incredibly outdated. You're no longer exchanging time for money necessarily when we're talking about hiring team. You are exchanging money for results. Money for results. You are paying people to get results that you have been dragging your feet on for years. I had to get that off my chest. You know what I mean? Like for years, you've had the same idea. For months, you've had the same thing on your to-do list. I know it because I've been there before. I know it. I'm not judging you. I'm just calling you out so that you can see how you are directly impacting the results that you have right now. You have had these same things carrying over on your to-do list month after month after month, day after day after day. That same couple of 15 pounds that you need to lose, those same couple of sales classes that you need to take, those same couple of programs and products and offers and services that you need to create, those same things, that same money you need to make, those same relationships you need to mend, those same things, they've been on your to-do list for far too long. And now we have to start moving them out of the way. But let me tell you why that's been difficult for you. There's a common set of mistakes that people make when it comes to their time. The first one, this is where I fall short. Multitasking. You will make yourself believe that you can handle three major tasks at one time. And maybe sometimes you can. But in this season of intentionality, in this season of showing up differently, like you told me you would, you said it, I didn't say it. You put it in the comments of that last episode. You said, Donnie, this is, I'm just telling people what they told me, right? If you want accountability, you're in the right place. You said, this year I'm doing things differently. And this year I want you to try to stop multitasking. Instead, I want you to time block. I want you to block out windows of time in which you're going to focus on one important task, and you're not moving on from it until you knock out that one important task. The second mistake that you may be making is saying yes to absolutely everything. Somebody is calling you and saying, hey, I'm hungry. Can you meet me for brunch? And you're like, yeah, actually, I'm hungry too. Maybe I will meet you for brunch. But you knew that wasn't the plan. You knew that wasn't in the plan. You knew you bought that deli meat from the bakery just to have something to eat at home so that you wouldn't get distracted. You knew that a 15-minute lunch that you have in the refrigerator is better for your productivity than going 2 hours, 2.5 hours to brunch just because you're hungry, but you are making yourself believe, well, I gotta eat anyway. You know how I know that? Because I've done it. Don't tease me with a good time. I'm gonna say yes to the brunch all the time, right? No, it's not right. See, you were just about to fall into that trap. Yes, Donnie, right. No, not right. I have found myself specifically in this year having to say no to things that I really, really wanted to say yes to. And it's because I have to show up selfishly in certain areas. I don't get to show up financially selfish, right? I don't get to show up emotionally selfish. I can't keep those kind of resources to myself. But my time, this year, I mean business and I am standing on it. If you agree with me in the comments, wherever you're watching this right now, let me know. I'm standing on this business and I am saying no to the things that are keeping me from doing what I have to do. Because when you say yes to these things, you fulfill the desires of everybody else except for you. Everybody else wins in this equation except for you, right? The third thing is not planning your time out properly. This is a big time management mistake. Not planning your time out properly, not planning ahead for things, not factoring in traffic, not picking your outfit out the day before, not thinking about what you're going to do to your hair, ladies, and all the things, not thinking about and planning for what has to happen with the children, just not planning your day in advance. When you wake up without a plan, you've already wasted time. You woke up being a poor manager of your own time. When you wake up without a plan, you're already wasting time because now you have to take time of a fresh new day and think about what needs to get done in that day. Instead, Plan your day out the night before.
Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year. I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common. In fact, they are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye.
Once you've gone through your day, your 6 a.m. to your 6 p.m., and you fed the kids and you've loved on Bay and done all the things, watched that series in that show that you're watching or that show in that series that you're watching, take 15 minutes before you hit the sack and just plan out the important tasks of the day. Wake up with an agenda. I know that I have to do this at this time. I have become so dialed in that I even plan out my lunch breaks now. Like my calendar literally says, wake up by 6:30 at latest. My body might wake me up a little earlier, but by 6:30 at latest, I have to be awake and alert and ready to go because at 6:45 a.m., my workday starts now. This is a new season for me too, Zell. My workday has never started at 6:45 a.m., but my workday starts now because I've made a commitment to my mentorship community, Actionable CEO, to wake up every single day, Monday through Friday, for what we call a millionaire morning call. This is a morning motivation and prayer call. And so I have to be ready to go at 6:45. I know that that call needs to end by 7 o'clock. But sometimes we go a minute or two over. So at 7:05 is when my meditation period starts. 7:05 is when I get into meditation and then doing all the things. You guys have heard me talk about my morning routine. And if you hadn't, there's an episode a couple of episodes ago where I talked about morning routine in great detail. So we're not doing that in this episode. But the main tasks of my day are already pre-thought out, already pre-structured the night before, so I don't have too many surprises. See, when I don't plan my day, this is when I can't respond to text messages. This is when my emails have fallen behind. But let me also tell you this. Actually, because my days are planned, this is also why I can't respond to certain text messages and my emails have fallen behind, right? Last mistake that I can think of right now is you are giving control of your calendar to other people. Let me tell you what that means. You have too many let me know agendas happening right now. Oh, just let me know. Oh, it's fine. Just let me know. No. We have a rule around here. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen. Like, y'all, this is my calendar for the month of January. This is the month that we're in January. If it's not on here, count me out. I got too much to do. I am building an empire over here. You can't let me know anything unless we're putting it on the calendar. I don't allow anybody to hit me up with a last minute thing. That doesn't mean that I don't have the ability to be spontaneous, but the people who are in my life, they know what spontaneity has to look like for me. That might have to happen for me, Zell, on the weekends. During the week, we're focused. We're in this season of focus. We are in this season of being intentional with our time. We are in this season where I'm telling you, the distractions cannot win this season. The distractions cannot win this season. We have to stay focused. And not only do we have to make sure we're not allowing the distractions to interrupt us, we have to make sure that we're not being somebody else's distraction too. That's a whole other episode, though. Because, see, sometimes we have these selfish goals and these selfish thoughts, and we say, oh, you can't distract me, but it's happening because you're over there distracting them. People aren't respecting your time because you don't respect theirs. But again, that's a whole nother conversation. Let's talk about what you can do. Let's talk about what you can do. So first of all, seriously, let's start with a daily plan. Let's start with a daily plan. Each night, I try to jot a couple of things down that I have to get done during the day. And this year to kind of keep me on track, because I know that I need accountability. And accountability for me doesn't have to come from a third party. I don't always need somebody else to hold me accountable. It's great, but just the simple things of making sure I did what I was supposed to do that day, I can't always count on someone. So I have to create these systems around me. I have to create systems around me that hold me accountable. So every single night, it's like a habit now that I look at my notepad. I love to write it out. I write it out every single night what I have to do, okay? Then in the morning, I actually type what I have to do into the notes tab on my phone. Why? Because sometimes I'm not at home. Sometimes I'm not in front of that journal, and I want to make sure that I'm not forgetting anything. But I write it out, and then I've been going over to Instagram and putting it on my story what my agenda for the day is, right? Number one, it paints a picture of what it looks like to run a business as a high-level CEO. But number two, it's like I'm putting it out in the atmosphere, and it's a constant reminder. I have people on the internet that's like, Donnie, did you get it done? Did you get it done? And I'm like, yes, yes, I did. You know why? Because I am a great manager right now of my time. And this is a season that I had to grow into. These are not things that you just wake up and become excellent at time management. I have the type of personality where I can make a decision and it's done. I have like a cold turkey personality. If I say I'm never eating something again, I'm just never eating something again. If I figure out that something is so detrimental to me, my process, my outcome, my results, my dreams, my desires, and I have to cut it out, then I cut it out, right? That I don't sit on the fence about it. If I'm still doing it, that's because I haven't made the decision to cut it out. Once I make the decision to do something or to not do something, it's done, okay? So use tools like your calendar. Some of you may like project management software. I use personally in my business. I use Notion. We use Notion in my company. Some of you may like reminders just in your phone. Whatever it is for you, make sure you are planning ahead daily, okay? Time blocking. Number two, time blocking. This is game changing for me. Time blocking allows you to focus on one task at a time, right? And so, for example, I don't review requests to be on the Full Transparency podcast every single day, right? It's something that I don't necessarily want to delegate to my team just yet because I'm still working on the vision of where the podcast is going. I know the season that we're in right now, but there's a place that we're moving toward. And so because I can't communicate that vision just yet, it's important that I look at every single request to be on this podcast, but I don't do that every single day. I know that every couple of days, I am going to look at those particular requests that come in. I have a block on my calendar on particular days of the week that says, this is when I am looking at requests to be on the podcast. That's it. Now, if somebody sends a request outside of that time, I'm not reviewing it at that time. Send the information over and we'll review it and get back to you this day by this time. Okay. So what are your tasks that you need to block windows of time for? For some of you, it could be like an administrative task. It could be, especially for my solopreneurs, you may need time to respond to customer service inquiries. You may need time to double check your billing and make sure that you've collected all of your accounts receivables. You may need time to just handle the admin tasks that because you're so overwhelmed in doing the work, the fulfillment to your customers, you hadn't had time to do. Block a window of time out for that, right? Block out a planning session. Block out a session where maybe you're refining your offers. Block out time where you're doing market research. Block out time for your kids. Like if you already know that your kids have soccer practice, cheerleading, whatever that looks like every single day at this time, go ahead and put it on your calendar. So the idea becomes, The idea becomes, once you have it on your calendar, you get to see the windows of time. Are we good? You get to see the windows of time that you actually have available. So you could look at this calendar and say, I don't have any time available. But if you go to your calendar and you put your morning routine and block that time out, you'll see the time there. Then you put, this is the time that I get the kids ready for school drop off. You have that time blocked out. Then you'll notice that maybe after the drop off, up until 45 minutes till you get back home, you have time to make some calls. If you have to make calls in your business, this is your time to do that, right? And then you'll go through and put every single thing on your calendar that you already know, your hair appointments, your barber appointments, your gym time. And when you do that kind of time blocking, you're able to see the windows and the gaps that you have available. Okay, next, we got to eliminate distractions. We have to eliminate distractions. The first thing is that we have to qualify what a distraction is. I'm in this season, Zell, where I'm ready to date again, right? I'm ready to date again. And I have been notorious for saying, I'm super focused right now. Like, I'm super focused. I have to focus on this because this is what's important, right? It's like when you go through a relationship that doesn't work out, you kind of kick back into all of the responsibilities, the things that you've decided is a responsibility, right? And so now I've been in that season where I've been just focused. And then I had a rough year last year, and it's just thing after thing after thing. And now I'm in a season where I'm actually ready to date. And somebody said to me, well, wouldn't this be a distraction? And I thought about it, and I'm like, well, would it be a distraction for me to date? It would be a distraction for me to date somebody, right? But then somebody could come along and actually add to my productivity. They can add to the progress. Like, it's the battery in my back, or I'm the battery in their backs. And so then in that type of dating, it's no longer a distraction for me. It actually amplifies what I have going on. So that helps me get clear on what is a distraction, what isn't a distraction. Identify your biggest distractions. Is it your dating life? Is it social media? Is it notifications being turned on your phone? Is it constant emails, constant boundaries? Listen, if you want to get an answer right away, email my assistant, email my customer support team. If you want to get an answer right away, I'm not the person to email, and I don't feel bad about it because I am working on building an empire. I am working on creating a life by my design, and that does not include being a prisoner to text messages, phone calls, and emails for the satisfaction of other people who don't have to live this life's experience. Some of y'all need to take on that same mindset. Some of you guys need to put your phone in do not disturb. Some of you guys need to use the productivity tools on your cell phone so that you're not allowing other people to disturb you for their convenience. All right, next, delegation. As an entrepreneur especially, you just can't do everything. You can't do everything. You can't be everything. You don't have all the answers. And delegating to your team, even if you have a volunteer-based team, delegating to your team is going to free you up to do what you're good at. It's going to free you up to operate in your zone of genius and to do the things that you do well. So maybe it's time for you to hire that VA to come in and help you with those admin tasks. And then we got to focus on 20% of the tasks that drives 80% of the results. I believe they call that the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule is when you're focused on 20% of the tasks that's going to create the biggest impact, that 80% impact of your results. So that could be creating content, that could be coaching, that could be strategy planning, that could be you choosing new inventory for your products that you want to offer. What's going to get the biggest result for you, and focus in that 20% zone, that 20% zone. So when you have this long list of things to do, you've got 10 things. I want you to go through every single day and identify 10 things. That means there's two, 20%. 20% are the two things that's going to move the needle forward the fastest, the most, the longest, the strongest, create the most stability, Okay. Do we understand? And so then if you have time now after doing those two things, then you create space for those items 3 through 10 on your list. Or we've got to reprioritize that for another day. We are focused on moving the needle forward in our business. And then this one is by unpopular belief, but I believe that it is incredibly important. In order to manage your time well, you have to take a break. You have to stop, take a break, regroup, reset. It just has to happen. Being productive and being successful is not just about working nonstop around the clock, just driving yourself crazy. You have to get rest. You have to show up when you are fueled. You have to break to eat. You have to go on small spurts of vacations. You need to go over to the spa and just let somebody get the tension out of those muscles. You have to take time for you. And I don't recommend allocating only big windows of time. It's not just the vacations that you can take. It's not just those 3 days that you can get away or those 7 days that you can get away. It might be the 25 minutes in every single day that you map out just for you. It might be those 25 minutes that you sit down and you have a cup of water or juice, or you do whatever it is that you like to do to refuel yourself that puts you back in the game. Sometimes we just need quiet time. And I love to recommend that you get quiet time early throughout the day, because later in the evening when your significant other is back home and when your kids are back home and when people are off work and your phone is ringing nonstop, it becomes almost impossible to find quiet time. So plan for quiet time. And quiet time is not when you're doing loud scrolling. It's when you are just sitting and you're putting on your favorite song and you're sitting there and you're able to think. It's when you're sitting and you go into meditation or you go into prayer and you're reflecting. It's when you say, you know what? I just want to sit on the floor. I just want to sit on the floor and just breathe. It's when you're intentionally and focused on breathing. And this is what you need to get you through the second half of that day. Make sure you are taking breaks. Make sure you are taking breaks. Now, I understand that it's like, okay, Donnie, it sounds good. It sounds good. I hear these strategies. I know that I can get this done, but that still doesn't mean that I won't have challenges. I'm still going to feel overwhelmed. And that is true. Not only is it true, it's totally normal. It is totally normal to feel overwhelmed. It's totally normal to look at a to-do list and all these things that you have to get done. And it feels like this never-ending, daunting list of tasks that have to be complete or you have failed for the day. I get it. When overwhelm starts to creep up, I want you to either step away and take that 20, 25-minute break or say, you know what? I'm not going to be overwhelmed by a long list of tasks. I'm going to find the one thing that I can do right now. Because a win is a win is a win. And when overwhelm is coming and creeping up into your mindset, it's important that you either give yourself a break or a win, a small break or a small win, because we have to still continue to move forward. But it's okay to take 15 minutes and say, you know what? No, I'm overwhelmed. Let me revisit this in a minute, right? It's also okay to say, you know what? I know I have these major tasks to do, but I just need a small win right now. I'll do anything for a small win right now. And you focus in that area, right? And then you may say, well, Donnie, it's easy to say that I have to start saying no to things. Well, if you communicate, if you set boundaries, having difficulty saying no, I usually see this mostly in people who have not established boundaries. You don't even know what your boundaries are. You don't know what those things are that are deal breakers for you, those things that are sucking your energy out. You hadn't decided what those things are. You hadn't figured that out. You think you have. You think you have because in real time, you react to things a certain way. But the real time reaction is not the most productive, right? Real time reaction is never proactive. If you want to get good at being able to say no, guilt-free, you have to be clear on what your boundaries are. And there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So if that's you, if you're a person who is hard for you to say no, then let's think about what your boundaries are. Let's think about what you need. Maybe your boundary in a busy household is that when you go into the restroom, nobody is to knock on that door and disturb you. That's really a thing, Zelle. That's like, I know moms who can't go and take a bathroom break without kids sticking their fingers under the door and dad is sitting right there on the bed watching them do it. Don't, the boundary that you may need to communicate to your spouse is, hey, when I go into the bathroom, if I close that door, I really need that moment. I really need that time. If you could just keep the kids away from the bathroom door. I've heard this story before. I've heard this story recently. That really happens. So I want you to think about what are these things that are triggering for you that you can create these protection points around. And then you write those things down for you and you communicate them to whomever needs to hear it. And when they see that you're standing firm on your boundaries, people don't even come to you with certain things. There are friends that I have that I can't even go to with certain conversations, suggestions, or ideas because I know it's in direct conflict with their boundaries and I just would never. And there are people who are in my life that fully understand the same about me. And then another way to overcome any challenges that you may have is to work the muscle of consistency. You have to stay consistent. Time management is a skill set. Skill sets need to be developed. In order to develop a skill set, you need to practice. In order to practice, that means that you're doing the work. Do you get where I'm going with this? So if you are struggling, you have to practice. You have to practice. You have to practice. And practice does not make perfect. Practice creates consistency. What does that mean? That means that if on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you were doing great at managing your time, but on Thursday, you completely dropped the ball, honey, professional athletes get paid a whole lot of money and they still drop the ball sometimes. But that doesn't mean they get kicked off the team. That doesn't mean that they get benched and they stay benched for the rest of the season. That means that when you slip up, you pick that ball up and you get right back out there and you shoot again. You pass the ball again. You shoot again. You go to score again. You go back to the basket again. Again, you don't give up. It's just that when you slip up, you're creating enough consistency to create a habit that says, even though I slipped up today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. So you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm coming right back for it. So this week, I want to challenge you as we wrap this up. I want to challenge you to audit your time. I want to challenge you to be very clear, to track how you're spending your days. I want to challenge you to circle in red, bold, what your time wasters are and putting those boundaries in place to eliminate as many of those time wasters as possible. And then at the end of this week, I want you to look at this activity that you've had for this week, and I want you to create a plan so that next week you're more intentional with your time. And then you're auditing next week's time too. And then at the end of next week, you're looking at it and you're figuring out where you were wasting some time. And then you're creating a plan for that following week. And you're doing this over and over and over and over until you create a time management routine that is going to complement the results that you're looking for. You cannot want a six-figure business with five-figure work ethic. You cannot want six-figure business of your own or seven-figure business of your own acting like a $20 an hour employee. You just can't. You have to raise the bar. You have to develop the skill set. You have to increase your ability to manage your own time. $20 employees, $20 an hour employees have a time management plan that was figured out by people who are earning more than them, people who are higher up the ladder than them. I have been a $20 an hour employee. And my day, my tasks, my responsibilities were already figured out for me. So if I took that energy and tried to apply it into an eight-figure business, it just wouldn't work. This is not apples to apples. So I want you to calculate at what level you're showing up. Are you showing up as the $10 an hour version of you, the $20 an hour version of you, or are you choosing to show up as the six-figure version of you? Are you choosing to show up as the seven-figure version of you? It's up to you. This is a choice. This is a you against you thing. The beautiful thing about your time is you get to decide, and I want you to decide wisely. The next thing I want you to decide to do is to check out Actionable CEO, my mentorship program for entrepreneurs who are looking for personal development, financial development, and professional development. You want to level up. You need accountability. You want a community of like-minded individuals who are on track. Guess what? Right now, I am doing something free. I am doing a free thing. Go to actionableceo.com, and I am gifting you a 7-day free guest pass to just check the community out. Come in and judge it. Come in and enjoy it. Come in and take absolute advantage of it, and you just might stay. I'll see you guys on next week's episode of Full Transparency. Talk soon. Bye.